Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Welcome one and all to our program this evening. We're going to focus, seeing it's the appearance day of Srivas Thakur, we'll focus on him, great transcendental personality, member of the Panchatattva, one of the most intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya, and it's just, it's really nice. Really, really nice. There are a number of pastimes. Well, first of all, who is Srivas Thakur? Who do you think he is? Well, anyway, he's Srivas Thakur, of course. But in other situations, he's Narada-muni. Yeah. The incarnation of the devotee in the Panchatattva. So he's one of these interesting people. He's two people. It's not exactly like there's Narada Muni and he's Narada Muni, and then he expands and for a while, or you know, in certain circumstances he becomes Srivas Thakur, or just someone else. But he is both. He's Narada Muni he's eternally Narada Muni. In Krishna Leela, he appears in Krishna Leela, of course. Although perhaps he's more better known, more often we hear about him, you could say, taking part in pastimes with Lord Narayan and like pastimes of Vaikuntha. Yeah. But he's also eternally Srivas Thakur. Yes. And he's eternally with Lord Chaitanya. Some great personalities, some devotees, they have this special type of nature that they are two people, two in one. Really, it's amazing. Yes. And even it happens sometimes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about this more, I think, in Jiva Dharma. Anyway, yeah, he talks about how some people, some souls like us, jiva souls, some of us have eternal pastimes with Krishna in Vrindavan, in Goloka Vrindavan, in his Vraja pastimes. Some have eternal relationships with the Lord as Lord Chaitanya. Yes, so some are in the Vrindavan pastimes, but not in the Navadvipa pastimes with Lord Chaitanya. Some are in the Navadvipa pastimes with Lord Chaitanya, but not in the Vrindavan pastimes with Krishna. But some are in both. Yes. Some devotees, of course we do not know who we are in our eternal positions in the kingdom of God as associates of the Lord, we don't know that. But this is the case for some. And some of us, even maybe some of us sitting right here, right now, may find we're in both pastimes. What do you think? Yeah. And even Hare Krishna devotees, welcome Suswagatam. So, yeah, some of us may find like that. We're going to definitely find that we are somewhere in the pastimes of the Lord. But even special case or cases are those who descend with Krishna when he comes, as he did 5,000 years ago. Srila Prabhupada explains that when Krishna comes, he brings his eternal associates, like Arjuna, for example, who Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to. And the way Prabhupada presents it is that Krishna appears in one universe, so he appeared here, on this planet. And as soon as he had completed his appearance pastime here and went on to whatever may be the next stage, like being carried across the river to Gokula by Vasudeva. But then in the next universe, then Krishna appeared there. And then in this universe, when the Lord went on to, shall we say, his third pastime, whatever it may be, yes, whatever it may be, then in the second universe, where he just appeared, he goes on to the second pastime, and he appears in a third universe. Are you with me? And so, so Prabhupada says that in one universe, Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, and in the next universe, Arjuna is breaking down and saying he can't fight, and they're going in between the armies, and these things are happening. Yeah. And when Krishna finishes speaking Bhagavad Gita here, in the next universe he starts. You get the idea? And then, you know, so in the first universe Krishna just finished speaking Bhagavad Gita, so now the battle starts. And in the second universe he's speaking Bhagavad Gita. In a third universe Arjuna's breaking down and becoming very distraught. So in other words, Prabhupada makes the point that Arjuna is present in many universes doing different things at the same time. Yeah. And he's a jiva soul like us. So anyway, he's a special case, but at least it's possible for us to either be in Vrindavan Leela reflections, so it doesn't, the screen doesn't switch off every 5 minutes, because then have 10 minutes, because then the camera has to identify me again. So we set it on the line. Let's see. So here then we have the case of Shrivas Thakur. We have the case of Shrivas Thakur. And he's Naradamuni. He's Naradamuni in other pastimes. But with Lord Chaitanya, Shrivas Thakur, very, very close associate. And Shrivas, he's the same age, roughly, as Lord Chaitanya. And he attended school with Lord Chaitanya as youngsters. They were in school together. And Shrivas Thakur, he was a devotee. I mean, yeah, he was a devotee and, you know, very active, inspired in Krishna consciousness when he was in school and all the time from his childhood and while he was in school with Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya, when he was in school, Lord Chaitanya was not manifesting himself either as the Supreme Personality of Godhead or as a devotee. But rather, he was manifesting himself as a rather arrogant but extremely intelligent young boy who wasn't really very interested in Krishna consciousness. Although his parents, Jagannath Mishra and Sachimata, they were very great devotees and very prominent and respected in the devotee community. But Lord Chaitanya, Nimai, as a child, he was in a different type of mood. And when Shrivas would tell him sometimes that, come on, become a devotee, Nimai, become a devotee, come on, you could be a very good devotee. But Nimai would just laugh at him, you know, what? I'm not going to become a devotee and jump up and down the hurry, hurry ball and look strange. I'm not going to do that. You do it. You silly people do that and I'll laugh at you. So this was the mood. And there are all sorts of different pastimes that happened, different debates they had, and arguments they had even. But then, when Lord Chaitanya's father, Jagannath Mishra, passed away, when Lord Chaitanya was maybe 16 even, then Lord Chaitanya went to Gaya to do the last rites for his father, departed father. And he met Ishwarapuri. They actually had met him before, but he met him again. And when they had met before, Ishwarapuri stayed in their house for some days, for some little while, maybe a year before or so. And Lord Chaitanya had been so impressed by him. So he was initiated by Ishwarapuri in Gaya when he went to do those last rites. And then when he came back, he was a God-intoxicated person, completely wild in Krishna consciousness. And he was, so anyway, there's so many different incidents and pastimes that happened. But the main thing that happened when Lord Chaitanya came back, and now he's just so much of a devotee, that he started organizing nocturnal kirtans through the whole night at the house of Shrivas Thakur. whose appearance it is today. Parents' Day it is today. So Lord Chaitanya started organizing that. And it was these kirtans. You know, sometimes we talk about kirtan night. And we come, you know, like this time or in the evening, and we have kirtan for a couple of hours, and that's it. But you know what kirtan night means, don't you? That means you have kirtan all night. Otherwise you can have kirtan evening. So they would have kirtan night every night until the sun rose and it was time to go home. And what did they do when the sun rose and it was time to go home and they went home? What did they do? Did they crash out flat? Just make up for the, you know, 6 hours or 7 hours they missed, I'm going to set the clock for whatever, 6 or 7 hours later to get my, you know, what I'm due, the sleeping time I'm due, I'm owed. No, they just go through the whole day. They just go through the whole day in their different activities. And then in the evening, they would gather again. And it was nocturnal, means through the whole night, kirtan. And this went on for at least a year. At least a year or more, they were doing like that. And having these spectacular kirtans, these extra-dimensional kirtans. Who's the best kirtan leader in ISKCON Midrand or Gauteng or, you know, whatever, Midrand?
Yavapru.
Okay. So let's say Yavapru. And not heard of the lead kirtan before. It's nice. It's very nice. I heard Shankishore Prabhu lead kirtan. Did you see he was on the front cover of the Rathiyatra? With Sita Charan dancing wild thing. Yeah, he's the emblem of that. Did you see that? Yeah, sure. So when Yavat Prabhu or Shankishore or what about Nandaraj or whoever it may be, Savya Sachi Prabhu or Radha Radhya Prabhu or just whoever it is leading some outstanding, amazing kirtan, just, and everyone is just dancing and it's just ecstatic. Those kirtans are like the warm up for the kirtans they had at Shiva Sangha. Yeah. Have you in our kirtans here? Have you seen devotees fly? And I don't just mean jump up. From this side to that side. Did you see that? Flying? You didn't see that? No. But in these kirtans, that were just from another world altogether. Yeah. And so this went on for at least a year. These amazing kirtans. And everyone was just totally overwhelmed. And sometimes devotees would faint on the ground and be crying tears of ecstasy. It was really quite something. So in that that regard, seeing we're just talking about the ecstasy, the degree of ecstasy, it was just practically incomparable. So, in that regard, one day, Kirtans at night, during the day, Shiva's Thakur was approached by a brahmachari. Young man, brahmachari, saffron, very paka. And this young brahmachari approached Shiva's Thakur and said, "You know, I've heard about these kirtans, and I even heard some of the kirtans because, you know, I passed by the house." Because Shiva's Thakur's house, it had an open courtyard, as is not uncommon in India. The house is built around an open courtyard, so the sound of the kirtans would go out, and that young man, young brahmachari, had heard some of those kirtans a bit, and he was just so intrigued. Yeah. Talk about the devotees flying. You should have heard how they played the kirtan. I mean, how they played the mridanga. I mean, you know, he's now world famous, but what about Das Avatar? Those devotees, they could make the mridangas talk. Can you do that? Still working on it. So, okay, anyway, there's the brahmachari. With Shiva's Thakur, he said, "Please, you know, I've heard a bit of these kirtans, and they just sound so incredible. Can I please come in? Will you let me in so I can witness it and be there?" And Shiva's asked him, "Well, are you a devotee? Are you chanting 16 rounds?" I don't know if they all chanted 16 rounds. "Are you following the four regulative principles? You're not watching television?" So Shiva's Thakur sort of grilled him a little. "Who are you? What are you? Are you a devotee?" And the brahmachari was forced to admit that actually, you know, "Could I suggest we move forward a bit? How's that? And Mataji, you stay back there. But the gentleman, you know, we could have a competition, see how many devotees we can fit in the doorway. See how difficult we can make it for people to get in. And whoever makes it the most difficult will get an extra samosa." So Shiva's Thakur grilled him. That, "Okay, are you a devotee? What's your qualification?" And the brahmachari had to admit, "Actually, I'm not really a devotee. You know, I don't chant much, and so on and so forth. I don't really associate with the devotees or do devotional service. But, I am a very strict brahmachari. I only eat fruit and drink milk. I'm very strict. So, you know, I think I'm qualified." And Shiva's, you know, he's under a bit of pressure. He said, "Oh, okay then, you come in. But come in early, because I want to hide you. Because I don't want anyone to see you and they don't know you. And they may figure out you're not a devotee and it'll kind of spoil the mood." So the young man, brahmachari, came early. And Shiva's Thakur brought him inside. And just around the edge of that courtyard in the center of the house, there were a few big clay pots, big ones, like storage pot type things for grains or whatever. So he put him in one of these and covered the top with something and said, "Don't move. Don't you make a sound, otherwise I may get into trouble for letting you in." So everyone came, and Lord Chaitanya came, and Lord Nityananda came, and they all came, Advaita Acharya, Gadadha, all these really great devotees. They all came, and the kirtan started. And it built up and built up and built up to a great crescendo. And Lord Chaitanya stopped the kirtan. And Lord Chaitanya said, "Something is wrong. Something's wrong here. I just don't feel that. It's nice, but I just don't feel the usual ecstasy. Something's wrong." And then he said, "Have any of you brought a non-devotee in here? Is there a non-devotee here?" And everyone said, "No, of course not." And Lord Chaitanya looked at Srivas and said, "Did you let a devotee in?" And Srivas didn't know what to say. But he said, "Ah, no, my lord." And so Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, okay, let's try again." So again the kirtan began and built up and built up and built up till it was practically overflowing, but not quite overflowing. And Lord Chaitanya stopped the kirtan a second time, and he said, "There is a non-devotee here. I can tell because the kirtan is just not the same as usual. Where's this non-devotee? Let's look around. Srivas, where is he?" And Srivas had to say, "Oh, I'm so sorry, my lord. He's in this pot." And the fellow came out. And Lord Chaitanya was really irate. He was really upset with Srivas. "Why? You told me you didn't let him know. Who is this person? Who are you then? Who are you, Brother Chari? You're a devotee?" "Not really. You know, I don't chant. Do you need chants?" "Not really." "You associate with devotees?" "Not so much." "You do devotional service?" "I'm usually too busy fasting." Yoga Shastras, which are kind of impersonal, after yoga. Study the Yoga Shastras and the bit of impersonal philosophy, Vedanta Sutra, things like that. And Lord Chaitanya, "What do you think you're doing here?" And the Ramajaya said, "But I'm a very strict Brahmacharya. I only eat fruit and drink milk." Yes. And Lord Chaitanya, he was really not happy. Lord Chaitanya said, "You think You think you can achieve me by drinking fruit and eating fruit and drinking milk? You think you can achieve me? Forget it. Get out. But that brahmachari now, through this very intense, you know, face-to-face association with Lord Chaitanya, he became purified. And he just dropped at Lord Chaitanya's feet and just crying and begging and pleading for mercy. Please be kind. Please give me shelter at your lotus feet, and I'll become a devotee. And Lord Chaitanya accepted him. Yeah. And he became a devotee. And we don't really, as to my knowledge, read any other further things about him when he had become a devotee. But he was one of the devotees now. So it was very important. Very important. Like on Gopalila, just very recently, we fasted, right? Till what time? 6:22. I remember. What's the official time at least? Yeah. And why? Just to be austere and just sort of give up some sense gratification or something like that? Not really. Not really. The idea is that by the fasting, we get more time to focus on hearing and chanting about the Lord. That's actually the idea. Yeah? Yeah. So it's meant to be not just some austerity, but it's meant to facilitate us actually progressing in Krishna consciousness and developing more, chant more and study more like that. Yeah. Yeah. So next coming up is Ram Navami, Maharaj, April the 15th. Half day. Is it half day fast? I think it's half day. Anyway, whatever it is. But we should try to use that time to increase, do a little more hearing and chanting, read a little more perhaps about Lord Ram, particularly from Srimad Bhagavatam. Mm-hmm. Right, yes, so we're not trying to just impose austerities on ourselves just for the sake of being austere, but we do these things so we get more time to focus on hearing and chanting. So yeah, this is what happened with the brahmachari. He became a devotee. He got the sauce. Hot chili sauce. Sometimes it helps. Sometimes it doesn't too. When I just joined the temple many years ago, then it was a common practice. It was like a cool thing to do that you should, quote unquote, get heavy with the other devotees. If you see someone's doing something that's not quite, you know, what you think should be done, should get heavy. Prabhu, what are you doing? Prabhu! So actually, we don't want to offend the devotees by doing, you know, being unpleasant with them. Definitely. But sometimes, at least from the spiritual master, maybe sometimes from a senior devotee, but it's for the spiritual master. It may be, the time may come for you to get a little chastisement. Particularly if you, willfully do some nonsense. Yeah. is just some mistake, that's another thing, or at least it may be another thing. But particularly if you just become negligent, lazy like that, and as a result something goes wrong, then a little bit of hot chili sauce, maybe, you know, just in line for you. I have one devotee told me, I won't mention his name, but his old Prabhupada disciple, he's not doing so well now, but he told me he was serving Srila Prabhupada. And every day Prabhupada would chastise him, you know, a little strongly, briefly, but a little strongly. And he noticed, though, the devotee noticed, that sometimes Prabhupada chastised him for doing things that he had not done, but someone else had done. Yeah, but he got chastised for it. So he made up his mind, you know, next time this happens, I will tell Srila Prabhupada. And so he did it. Whatever the next time was, he got chastised for doing something wrong, which someone else had done. He said, Srila Prabhupada, it wasn't me. It was Nikhil. Anyway, it was someone else. And Prabhupada said, I know it wasn't you. I'm just trying to break your false ego. This is what he told me. But I mean, the very person himself. Yeah. So, okay, so that's a nice incident. Nice pastime of Lord Chaitanya's during those nocturnal kirtans at the house of Srivas Thakur. Another very significant one was one night the kirtan was going on and was really going on. Just amazing kirtan. And everyone was just in too much ecstasy. And then so Srivas Thakur is there. And he just happened to turn around in the kirtan. And he noticed just a little back in the house was his wife and a couple of other of her friends, other of the ladies, the mothers. And they were crying. Not in ecstasy. They seemed upset, actually, disturbed. So he quickly came and asked them, so what happened? What's the problem? Is something wrong? And his wife told him, what's the name of Srivas Thakur's wife? Devotees. Please. I didn't hear that. What is the name of the wife of Srivas Thakur?
Malini?
Yes, well done. Malini. Right. So he spoke to Malini and said, look, you know, if we inform Lord Chaitanya that, and if the devotees find out, it's going to just spoil the whole kirtan, the whole night. It's just going to become a huge distraction. And the kirtan will stop and it's just going to be, you know, it's really going to be a major disturbance. So he told his wife, please, just act like everything's normal. And the other ladies, yeah, you know, smile, be happy, and just like, here we are, it's this wonderful kirtan, and it's just so nice. Please act like that. And we'll tell the Lord in the morning. So they did. They did. Those ladies they just acted like it was normal, blissful kirtan night with Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and all these incredible kirtan leaders, and it's just, you know, the happiest time, the happiest time. So then the kirtan finished in the morning, sunrise, around sunrise time or so. Kirtan stopped, Lord Chaitanya looked around, and he noticed that Malini and one or two of the other ladies, her associates, they actually appeared a little disturbed. And he asked Srivas, what happened? Something's happened here. What is it? There's something has gone wrong here. What is it? And Srivas Thakur said, actually, you know, the thing is this. That during the night, our son died. Our son died. And Lord Chaitanya said, but why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell us your son died? And Srivas said, no. We didn't want to disturb you because you were just so ecstatic in the kirtan. We didn't want to disturb you. And Lord Nityananda came over also. And Lord Chaitanya told Srivas Thakur, what happened was, Lord Chaitanya said, bring the child here. Lord Chaitanya brought him back to life. And the boy sat up and spoke to Srivas Thakur and Malini and said, you know, I was just about to go back to Godhead, but, you know, I just didn't quite make it, so I had to take birth again. But by the Lord's arrangement, I took birth in your family, very nice devotee family. And, you know, I've been around these kirtans, and now I'm ready to go. So I'm going. I'm not going to stay with you. Yeah, I'm going. And off he went, back to Godhead. And so, you know, Srivas Malini and the ladies, particularly, and the family members, they're all a bit shocked by all of this. He's dead, he comes back to life, he preaches to us. And he doesn't want to stay with us, and then he goes. Whew. And Lord Chaitanya told Srivas and Malini, don't worry, you are such nice devotees, and we appreciate so much how considerate you were, not wanting to disturb us during the kirtan through the night. We appreciate your considerateness so much that Nityananda and I, we are going to become your sons. You had one son, now you've got two. Yeah. And they would do that, particularly Lord Nityananda with Malini. Lord Nityananda at that time, he was in his 30s, because he's 12 years older than Lord Chaitanya. So anyway, he's plus or minus 30 years old. He would come over every day and act like a child and be breastfed by Malini, yes, just like a little boy, yeah. And he would come over sometimes just with, you know, like a little child, like you see in India sometimes in the villages, just come over with no clothes on, oblivious. Yes. Oh, yeah. Very amazing. So, and if we really take shelter of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they'll look after us. And if we are concerned, if we care how they feel, and what would they like us to do, and then we try to do what they would like us to do, and try and do it with the mood that this is for their pleasure. If we really apply ourselves to doing like that, beginning with what, devotees? Beginning with Hare Krishna, but particularly chanting 16 rounds a day, minimum. Yeah. And not just officially to get them out of the way, but from the heart. Yeah. That this is the order of Lord Chaitanya, this is what he wants me. He personally wants me to do this. Yeah. So you try and do it in a really devotional spirit of actually pleasing the Lord as an offering to the Lord for his pleasure, and do it very nicely and very attentively, then we'll get mercy. Doubtless, we will definitely get mercy. Yeah. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, okay, here's another pastime. And also, you know, it's just also an interesting point about the son who passed away. Sometimes we have experience. You know, there have been children who have passed away, devotee children, right? We've had cases. Or sometimes maybe a devotee mother, you know, like a child is still born, perhaps, maybe. I don't know about around this part of the country, but it happens sometimes. Or the child, there's even a miscarriage like that, the child is not even born. So sometimes it happens that a devotee from the previous life, they were practically ready to go back to Godhead, but they weren't quite ready. The Lord felt, listen, you know, couple of points here got to be attended to. So sometimes it happens that someone, a child, goes through one of these types of experiences that somehow they die prematurely in one way or another. So, you know, of course, we don't want to really speculate too much, you know, why might it happen. But there's certainly a possibility that person, that living being, was just sort of on the edge of going back to Godhead, but not quite there. And so Krishna felt they need to go through the experience of being in a mother's womb again. Because if you've read, is it the third canto? Or the fourth? The child within the womb?
Third
canto? Not in every case, but definitely in some cases, the child in the womb becomes conscious in an intelligent way, like displaying normal consciousness, awareness, yeah, within the womb. And that's all described there in the third canto in that chapter. And they they realize that, look at me, look where I am. I've ended up in this situation. It is not good. It is really not good. And with that realization, that clear understanding from this very graphic experience, they become very focused in Krishna consciousness within the womb. Within the womb. So in such cases, it may be possible that if they really focus like that, then Krishna may think, okay, look, just come back to me. Even from within the womb directly, or just after birth, or after a year or two, or something like that. It's possible. One other pastime, interesting pastime, not actually involving Srivast Thakur himself, really, but in his house, in the courtyard, during the nocturnal kirtans, was that Lord Chaitanya was kind of upset with or concerned about his mother. That you, my dear mother, you have committed some offenses. It's bad for you. It's very bad. It's not good. Because what had happened was that Lord Chaitanya had an older brother, Vishwaroop. And Vishwaroop, he's an incarnation of Lord Balaram, actually. So he's a very, very special transcendental personality. And Vishwaroop, these are all pastimes in which the Lord is playing the part of devotee. Lord Chaitanya is, Lord Nityananda is in the role of a devotee, Advaita Acharya is the Lord in the role of a devotee. They're all different forms of the Lord taking their positions of being devotees. And Balaram, as Vishwaroop, he was in the role of being a devotee. And he was associating with the local devotees, the Navadvip devotees, the leader of whom was Advaita Acharya. And whenever he get the chance, he's just a young fellow, like teenager or so, he would always go to the house of Advaita Acharya. And then always, every day, every night, there's always programs going on. Kirtan and Advaita Acharya's preaching. This is while Lord Chaitanya is still young, still just a boy, like at school. And so Vishwaroop became so inspired in his Krishna consciousness, he decided to take sannyas. And he did. And the way he did it, it wasn't as we do. You know, there's a whole ceremony and speeches, and you know, it's a whole thing that's very public. Just one morning, everyone woke up. He was not there. He had just gone. And then they heard that he's gone to take sannyas, and he did. So he had, as we said, he'd been associating with the devotees every day and just completely into it. And Advaita Acharya was the leader of the devotees. Mother Sachi blamed Advaita Acharya that because of him, I lost my son. My oldest son. Because she, Mother Sachi, had actually given birth to six girls, first. And they all died. Yeah? They're all the children of Devaki, who were killed by cancer. They all took birth as girls, and they died. And then she got this one boy, Vishwaroop. And, you know, he's now, he's grown up, he's a young man. And, like, the sort of pride of the family. You know, very nice oldest son. And then he's gone. Oh, she was just so upset. So she didn't really say anything. She didn't, you know, like, get into some sort of scene with a Vajracharya. She kept it within herself. But Lord Chaitanya knew. Because there had been incidents. Like there was an incident, we may have mentioned it the other day before Gorgonema, I forget. But there was an incident where just after Vishwaroop took sannyas, or left home and then took sannyas, Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi decided, we are taking Nimai out of school. And we're not going, not that we're going to homeschool him. We are just, he is just dropping out. Yeah. We don't want him to become educated. Because if he becomes educated, then he may start thinking about these things. And then start thinking about also possibly leaving home. So let him stay at home and let him be stupid. Yeah, that was the idea. Let him be stupid so he'll never think about leaving home and never figure out, like, oh, what's household life? Is it really so good? So anyway, she harbored some subtle resentment in her heart towards a Vajracharya. But she was there in those kirtans every night. And one day, and Lord Chaitanya knew, you know, in fact he told her, you have to get forgiveness for your offense from Vajracharya, otherwise you'll fall down. That's pretty drastic to tell, because she is Mother Yashoda. Tell Mother Yashoda, you watch out, you may fall down. So at least this is what Lord Chaitanya said. So he told her. So then this kirtan, this just amazing kirtan. And the Vajracharya was particularly ecstatic that night, and sometimes just crashing on the floor in ecstasy, rolling on the floor, and amazing. So Lord Chaitanya told Mother Sachi, the Vajracharya just crashed to the floor. Lord Chaitanya said, now, do it, now. And Mother Sachi was a little bit like, you know, me, you know, I'm an older lady. I meant to dive down and grab his feet while he's in ecstasy on the floor and put his feet on my head. And Lord Chaitanya said, just do it now. Just get his feet and just rub them on your head. Just rub them. So she did. In the house of Srimad Thakura, in the courtyard, she did that. And when she did that, a Vajracharya came back to external consciousness. What's going on here? What happened? But it was too late. And Lord Chaitanya congratulated her. Well done. You did the right thing. Very good. So this happened there. There are other things which just happened there, although Srivas may have not been so much like participating in some particular happening. But The Mahaprakash Leela happened there. Mahaprakash Leela, when Lord Chaitanya revealed to all the devotees who they were in his other incarnations when they were with him in other incarnations of his. And he called the devotees one by one and he told them, you know, when I was Lord Ram, you with Narayagupta, you were Hanuman. And Narayagupta saw, wow, yeah, look, it's true. And he called many devotees and revealed, he called all the devotees actually, basically all the devotees. He called Haridas Thakur and told him, you know, you tolerated so much. You were beaten in 22 marketplaces, but you tolerated it. It was just no problem. And you just continued chanting. That's because you're Prahlad Maharaj. And you know what he tolerated? Cool. Yeah. So you're Prahlad Maharaj. And like this, he was pointing these things out to devotees in the house, in the courtyard of Srinivas Thakur. And in some cases, he called some devotees and explained to them how he had already appeared in their lives and done specific things while they're living in these lifetimes, but before he descended and took birth as the son of Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi. You know, he told the story, he told Haridas Thakur, they beat you and beat you and beat you in the 22 marketplaces, and you felt fine. And Haridas said, yes, that was amazing, it was wonderful, I just felt great. And they, the people who were beating me, they were finished. That was amazing. And Lord Chaitanya said, yes, that's because I descended from Vaikuntha and I lay across your back and I took the beating. Yeah. Actually, Lord Chaitanya said, I was coming from Vaikuntha. I was just going to kill them. But I didn't, I couldn't. Because you were thinking very mercifully about them. You know, these poor people, they don't know what they're doing. They're just fools. And I didn't want to contradict your mood of feeling kindly towards them. I didn't want to contradict it by killing them, so I couldn't kill them. I had the Sudarshan chakra, I was ready. So I took the beating, and the Lord Chaitanya turned his back to Haridas Thakur and said, just, you see the scars. Yeah. So there, and there are a number of other things like that happened there. Then, after a little while, you know, this went on for a year or so, having the kirtans in the courtyard in the house of Srinivas Thakur. After a year or so, the devotees began, they were becoming more and more inspired and ecstatic. And they came to the point that, hey, let's take it out and give it to the people. Let's do that. So they started doing it. But one day, as they were just going out from Srivas's house, it's called Srivas Angan. They're just going out, and the Qazi came, the Muslim governor. He came with some soldiers, and with some sort of stick or club or something, he smashed the mridanga. So mridanga, you know, in Bengal, they often call it Khol, K-H-O-L,
coal. So Srivasangam is also known as Kola Banga Danga, the place where the coal, the Mridanga, was broken. And when that happened, Lord Chaitanya came over and he saw what had happened. And he became just completely incensed. And then he said, okay, we're going to go to the Qazi's house with a kirtan party. Let's see what he does. And that's when they went to Lord Chaitanya. They went from Srivas Thakur's house and Lord Chaitanya delivered the Qazi. Last thing, let me just check. Yes, right. Last thing I'll just mention briefly is that at some point, a little later on, there was a program, like an evening program held at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya. He's another very close associate of Lord Chaitanya. And he lived a little further away. You know, if you're familiar with Mayapur and the way things are set out there a bit, you know where Lord Chaitanya's birthplace is? Down the road, a couple of hundred meters, few hundred meters, is Srivasangam, just on the same side of the road. Another 100 meters in the same grounds of Srivasangam is Advaita's house and Gadadhar's house. So then you carry on it might be a kilometer, I don't think it's that much, some several hundred meters or so. And you come to a place called the Chaitanya Mat. It's quite a big establishment. It was Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's headquarters. And you go in, and the first building you come to is the house of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, where he used to stay at his headquarters. But it is built on the site of the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya, this other very close associate of Lord Chaitanya. So one evening, they had an evening program there, but it was a special evening program. Lord Chaitanya gathered a few of his associates, Gadadhar, Srivas, and a few others. Yeah, and a few others. And they put on a drama. And in that drama, Lord Chaitanya took the part of Mahalakshmi and dressed as Mahalakshmi and danced as Mahalakshmi. And at the end, called all the devotees one by one, and he breastfed them as Mahalakshmi at the end of the drama. However, during the drama, Srivas Thakur, he played, Gadadhar played, I think, either Radharani or Rukmini. Take a guess who Srivas Thakur played. Take a wild guess. Go on. Nothing to lose. Narada Muni. He played Narada Muni. These certain devotees were playing the parts of who they were in Krishna Lila. And Malini was sitting there with Mother Sachi because they were very close friends. And on came Srivas as Narada Muni. And Sachi Mata said to Malini, "Now your husband plays Narada Muni so expertly." I believe it. Because he was Narada Muni. Yeah. Oh, and Haridas Thakura, he was a constable, a police constable. And he was going around, walking around in front of the audience, sometimes through the audience, telling people, pay attention. You sit up. Don't sit like that. So Srinivas, he was playing Narada Muni, and everyone just couldn't believe it. How does he do this? He plays it just like Narada Muni. Hare Krishna. And today is the appearance day of Srinivas Thakura. So it's nice to meditate on him, remember him, pray to him for some mercy in our spiritual lives. Hare Krishna. Any comment or question from anyone? Yes.
The devotee that was, the brahmachari that attended the kirtan, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, went out and gave the holy name to everyone. So was this before the Harinam?
Yes, it was before.
That's why that was the difference between them.
Oh, yeah. Because it was only after a year or something like that, then there was the decision, let's take it out. Otherwise, it was private. They locked the doors. People were not allowed in. It's like by invitation only. Mother Ramaniya, any words of wisdom? I should have warned you before. I would like you to say something. No? Anyone else? Comment, question? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.